smoker.
This is What's on Your Mind, hour number two for a Monday edition of the program. Thought it was my turn to start.
Go ahead.
All right.
I'm having a good time at the State Fair.
Are you? Well, good. We are at the North Dakota State Fair today. Steve is there. Fresh off his job judging the redneck relay. Were you a judge or were you a participant?
No. I was the MC. I got to make fun of everybody that was running it.
I got it. Okay. This hour, busy hour, we have Doug Goring will join us in just a little bit. Doug is, of course, the North Dakota Ag Commissioner, and it's Pride of Dakota Day, so he's going to tell us about that. Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here. Farm Bill. Crop loss and damage assessments, and also North Dakota's pro-business ranking among our topics with the Gov. And then a rescheduled interview with Kristen Hedger to talk about a fun development in Killdeer, North Dakota, that you ought to know about. Well, Gene went away. I thought Gene was here to finish his conversation.
Okay.
We have the unfortunate situation of the clock, where, you know, when the clock says it's time to take a break. We don't have much choice.
We were going to let Gene finish his point and finish that little line of discussion, but we're going to save that for a later show. But I did want to finish up with my point of the quality of life issue. And I do look at quality over quantity, and that's where I draw the distinction. Anything beyond that is your own personal conviction.
You're not making any sense to me, though. What do you mean by quality of life?
For me, I look at it this way. If you're going to bring a life in, and I'm a firm believer that this rock only holds so many people, you look at what we do in North Dakota, and we feed the world. There's a reason we have to feed the world. It's not because it's out of the graces of our hearts. We have to because a lot of this world doesn't eat if we don't feed them. And that's a little bit of a separate issue. We'll get into this whole thing on a later show. I want to finish this up on a later show, but because we do have Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, here. But my point is, when it comes to quality of life, is it right to bring in a life that you can't take care of and can't support, as opposed to just bringing a life in because you're bringing a life in? And I'm a firm believer in that.
All right, so let me just counter that by saying to how I translate that is someone would better off not to live, not to have the opportunity the greatest country on the face of the earth affords them to do anything. They'd be better off. That's what you said sounds like to
me. If you're going
to
bring a life into a situation, a crappy situation, that quality of life is going to be beyond substandard, some poor. There's not an opportunity to give that new life a fair start, an equitable start, an even keel to start out on, and that mother is not in a position to do that. You know what? If that's the best decision for her to not mess up her life, not mess up that child's life, so be it.
Okay, well, now you heard Steve's explanation anyway. Gene, do you think any differently? Gene is here from Valley City. We didn't get a chance to finish that conversation before the top of the hour break.
Yeah, I'm sorry I hung up on you. No, that does not change my position. He extended the argument into new territory, which we should discuss at another program. But what I make the point that a conceived bovine is a calf, he went along with that. When I went to a conceived human being was a baby, he didn't want to go there. He stepped into my trap, and then he's trying to wiggle out of it.
I'm not wiggling anywhere because I equate the calf to, you know what, the end product of the calf is going to be on my plate.
Let's just go back. Can we?
The end product of a calf is a steak on my plate, and that's not equitable.
Now we've extended the argument to some new territory again. The point is that a conceived human is a baby. And your point is that the state should not protect
I don't think the state has any business being in the argument on one side or the other.
Which life that it wants to protect. And if it can't protect that life, then let's open the prisons and let all the murderers out, too.
Appreciate the call, Gene. And as you said, we will finish this up on a later day. We ventured into a topic that other folks want to weigh in. Here's one that came in during the break as well before we get to Doug.
Hi, just leaving a comment on the comments made this morning's show.
Steve, I believe, saying that the government should stay out of the abortion issue. I don't understand where you're coming from, my friend. Does government stay out of the murder issue? We have laws that protect against murder. I can't understand what you're trying to say. Sorry.
An off-air call and a comment, all of which we appreciate on all sides of the issue on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Because we have such a jam-packed hour with some scheduled guests, we're going to move on topic-wise and talk next about Pride of Dakota, and you have somebody saddle up next to you to talk about that very thing.
We've got our very own Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring, who's a huge proponent of North Dakota. And, you know, this is one of the probably the shining jewels with everything that the Ag Department does. Pride of Dakota, bringing the spotlight on North Dakota businesses and North Dakota products. And that's what today is here at the fair.
It is. It's wonderful. You get here, you hear and talk to all these different people that are setting up. We got vendors out here. Our Pride of Dakota program is a phenomenal program, as you mentioned. We have over 500 members. It has just continued to blossom, continued to grow. I think we put on almost close to 200, 180 some more members in the last couple of years. Things are just really taking off, and that's great. It speaks volumes about the types of products. It speaks volumes about our members. But this is a great way to showcase and celebrate our Pride of Dakota members by having Pride of Dakota Day here.
It is a celebration. How did this start? Who came up with the idea of Pride of Dakota? We need to highlight and showcase the innovation that comes through a lot of these products in North Dakota.
Kent Jones, 1985. It's
beautiful.
Been around. And we've had the Pride of Dakota Day for 25 years here. So it's a nice way to celebrate agriculture, celebrate our companies. We do a meal for a dollar. And thanks to our sponsors such as Cloverdale, Pan of Gold, Northern Plains Potato Growers, Land O'Lakes. We also have Farm Credit Services. They sponsor the meal for a dollar, and the dollar, the proceeds, go to FFA. So it just helps out more of our young people. It helps them continue on with as future farmers of America, having leadership roles in our communities and throughout our state, throughout our region, throughout our nation.
You know, that ties back into one of the duties of the Ag Commissioner, not only promoting North Dakota products, and I know you've got an incredibly hectic schedule with all these different trade missions and making sure that those doors are open for that flow with North Dakota products leaving not only to our neighboring states within the country, within North America, but around the globe. North Dakota is truly a global economy when it comes to agriculture and those products. But bringing it full circle and getting those young people back through programs like FFA and helping out, that's got to be the impetus and the crux of what's going on with the Ag Department, because that is such
a jewel
that we got to protect here in North Dakota. And keeping those kids on the farms and back into farming and promoting agriculture like that.
Or into so many other businesses. When you think about it, you talk about our trade missions. Every opportunity that we create back here in North Dakota creates more opportunities for our young people. Some maybe want to be in agriculture, production agriculture. Others may want to be in other parts of agriculture, serving the industry. I mean, we need biologists. We need agronomists. We need scientists. We need those that provide other services back into this industry. In our office, we have over 65 different programs. We have a lot of internships. We get a lot of these kids, giving them opportunities to be interns, to find out some more things about maybe the regulatory promotion, the advocacy side, the trade side. I have a couple interns for international trade and marketing programs throughout the country here and across the globe. So
people
they get
forget about
get
those other fields in agriculture.
Yes.
They really do.
Yeah. When you think about it, in North Dakota, we employ 25% of the state's workforce directly and indirectly just here in North Dakota. Nationwide, it's like 9% up to 19%, depending on what portion of their job actually relates back to agriculture. So ag is very, very important, and it's a nice way to showcase it days like this. Cool days like this, and you can smell the donuts cooking. Can you smell that? Oh,
I mean,
wonderful.
The whole state fair is the celebration of agriculture. That's what's really great about it. So tell folks, so one last chance here, what's happening today for Pride of Dakota Day?
We have the Pride of Dakota lunch, and vendors are actually setting up from 11 to 5. Please stop in there at the Pride of Dakota showcase down here. We have about 20 different vendors. You can grab lunch from 11 to noon or 11 to 1 for a dollar, and you'll get a hot dog sponsored by Cloverdale. You get the bun from Panda Gold. You will get potato chips from the Northern Plains potato growers. Farm Credit Services is cooking. Land O'Lakes is providing the milk. You get all this for a dollar. I mean, how great. And KMOT is also helping to sponsor Pride of Dakota Day. It's a great, it's down in the southwest corner of the fairgrounds here. Stop by, have fun. Oh, if you show up, bring a canned good with you, and you get a dollar off a mission. And that canned good goes to the Great Plains
Food Bank.
Food Pantry.
Yep. And then $5 off your ride ticket today as well.
You bet. And then we have the cooking contest, 3 p.m.
Oh, there you go. Are you judging that?
I'm going to try and stick around. I got all kinds of meetings up here, but I'm going to try.
Take it all in, folks. Thank you, Doug. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, our guest. Governor Jack Delrussell takes your calls when we come back. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. See what happens when our producer leaves for a couple of days. We think we have a guest scheduled when we don't. Evidently, Governor Dalrymple's not scheduled for today. He's actually scheduled for next week on this day or something. So, anyway, that means more times for the callers. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We had a couple calls waiting to weigh in, and we didn't want to keep Doug waiting any longer, so if those other calls want to join us, they certainly are welcome to do so, and I'm sure, Steve, you're excited to return to having to explain yourself on this issue regarding our conversation from hour number one and the ruling of Judge Wickham Corum, when you said something at the end to say, I just don't think the government ought to be involved in it, and now it becomes the topic of the day, right?
I don't think there's nothing to explain. It comes down to finances, and you can go into your opinions on right to life, whether it's murder, whether fine, but that to me is not a government issue. To me, the government issue, the extent of government with the abortion issue, is finances. I don't want the government paying for it. I don't want the government paying to defend it. It just should not be. It's not what my tax dollars should be used for.
But you understand how people can hear that and say, "Well, wait a minute. Law enforcement is a taxpayer expense to defend life that is out there right now. In other words, if someone is pursuing someone, there are law enforcement resources that are used to protect them, right? And some people see a human being as a human being if life begins at conception. So you understand."
I understand
you have a different opinion, but you understand where they're coming from. Right?
Yes, I do understand where they're coming from, and I respect your opinion. You know what? That's your opinion, and I will discuss that with you all day long. You know, the one thing about the frustrating thing about the abortion issue, and for good or for bad, you could throw 100 people in a room, and you could spend all day in that room, and there will be 50 pro and 50 anti when you get in there. At the end of a day, you're still going to walk out with 50 pro and 50 anti. Nobody's going to change their mind on this.
Well, that doesn't mean you stop fighting, though. That doesn't mean you stop, in other words, you can make that same argument about slavery that happened for years, and people finally won the argument, right? I mean, I don't think that means you give up. I'll tell you one thing that motivates me on this issue. Ronald Reagan, my favorite president, bar none. And a reason I became conservative. It was really Ronald Reagan. Our time in my high school years, he's president and comes on the scene when I'm forming my political opinions. On his gravestone, Steve, it says, I know, and this is a quote of his that's actually put on his tombstone, I know in my heart that man is good, that what is right will always eventually triumph, and there is purpose and worth to each and every life. I think about that statement, purpose and worth to each and every life, and I think about that's what weighs heavy on my heart. When, for any myriad of reasons, abortion ultimately is committed, that the purpose and worth to that life has been interrupted, that plan has now been disrupted. And, do single mothers or folks who are not planning a pregnancy end up bringing a life and bring about enormous challenges? Of course, it'd be Pollyanna to think, no, that doesn't happen. I know what you're saying. I know those difficulties. But it's also the greatest country on the face of the earth. So,
Scott, let me ask you a question. I am a religious guy, and I know you're extremely devout yourself, correct?
Well, I don't know how to describe extremely devout, but I'm Christian and proud of it.
Yes, very religious. So within your belief system, do you feel that God guides people's paths and people's hands through all things? Is there divine intervention for things?
Of course.
Okay.
So
then, by that belief system, God created in the thought process of man the mechanism by which to do abortions.
Well, here's my belief. If we're talking religious beliefs, I believe God gives us a free will, right? So, in other words, and there is good and there is evil, and I happen to believe abortion is evil. So, in other words, that free will created what you're talking about, and I don't think that's viewed as a good thing. When life begins at conception, and that individual, all the some of the chromosomes from mom, some of the chromosomes from dad come together to create a new child, a new human being. I believe the free will that comes later says, well, you can change that. Just here's what we'll do. Boom, it's gone. I don't think that's viewed as, oh, that's my creation. It came up with that idea, so that's a good thing. I think, look, there's good, there's evil. Let's get back to the calls.
It's a fine debate. I just don't want my tax dollars paying for any of it.
800-228-0550. Here's an off-air call.
Hi, yeah, I'm just listening to your radio program, but I was just going to say, there are no unwanted children. My niece just adopted a baby in June, and, it was like $30,000 for them to adopt. they had to pay for all the hospital costs and everything for the mother. You know, there's no unwanted babies. These babies are wanted and will be loved. You know, we're talking about life here. You know, you're talking about a cow, and you know that this is a future cow that's going to be born. Well, how much more important is life? And thank God that our legislator passed these laws to protect life. My name is Debbie, and thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Debbie, for the point. To me, it all just comes down to finances. It's reclamated with your own personal belief system, and then it comes down to taxpayers' dollars, and I don't want to see money spent on either side. Whatever your phone calls, 258-0550 locally in the Bismarck Mandan area, 1-800-228-0550. Sam in Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Sam, I got a question. I was filling with gas, and I was told now that in another month or two, everybody's going to be required to have 10% alcohol in their vehicles. Why would they put that in and drop our mileage? I thought we had conservatives running the state, not three hugging liberals. What the heck's going on? Why are we required to do something we don't want? That's my question.
I believe that's a federal mandate on that.
I don't think there's anything new. I don't know. I'm not aware of anything new there.
But as you drive around different gas stations, a few places will have the sign up that says, no ethanol, we have just straight gas. That is available. And a lot of older engines, they don't even do well with 10% ethanol in them. But, you know, it's a valid question. I guess we should probably get somebody from the ethanol side of the industry on one of these days. And
one of the things I most appreciate is that there is a lot more choices out there now for the consumer. And you can say, hey, I like it. I want it, I don't want it. You know what I mean? There's E20, there's E30, there's the E85. What's that, Sam?
There's not going to be regular anymore in two more months. The only stations that could get it right now have to buy it out of state. And that's crazy because when I went to Bozeman, Montana, I put in the 70-plus alcohol. I've got a flex fuel vehicle. From Minot to Glendive is 225 miles. I barely made it there on a 20-gallon tank. I filled at Glendive with regular gas, drove 375 miles to Bozeman, drove around for 2 days.
It doesn't pay when you're traveling long distances because you got to stop more. So, Sam, thanks for the phone call. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.
USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. I'm broadcasting from the North Dakota State Fair, where my lodging is provided by Dakota Public Relations Incorporated, a Fortune 500 company. Depend on the experts at Dakota PR to define their message to the public. Dakota PR, we speak Dakotan. Scott, let's get back to the phone calls.
Full bank of calls and a guest waiting to roll. Let's see what you've stirred up today, Steve.
You know, it's my fault.
It's a hornet's nest.
Here's the deal. I'm fiscally tight, I guess.
Well, when you're talking dollars and cents and something as emotional as human life, it's a tough one to connect. We do have a call. Our guest waiting.
I'm also a fan of the death penalty, if anybody wants to know.
So here's what we're going to do. We want to get all these calls in, but we also want to get to our guests. So Steve and I are going to withhold our comments, just find out what's on your mind, and if you could, keep your comments to about half a minute each. We'll get to each of you, okay? Ryan in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Yes, we go rapid fire on what's on your mind to find out what's on your mind. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm actually driving through Walker, but I am from Fergus Falls. My comment was, how do you feel with the abortion issue and quality of life, and I agree that the state should not be involved, they should defund Planned Parenthood, but how do you feel about disability?
Because
you have a child with a disability, they're not going to have the same quality of life as the sibling that they have that does not have that disability.
Well, it depends if you have genetic testing beforehand and decide to carry that through to full term or not.
Well, absolutely it does. But
that's another topic.
That child does not have, because of that disability, they shouldn't have the opportunity to.
I think Ryan has gone to a good point here where you start, when you say, hey, I can decide what's quality of life and what's not, you get into very dangerous territory. And I think that's where Ryan's going.
At the point you have that child and you deliver that baby, and once that baby's in the world, you damn well better make sure that you love and care for that child.
I would agree with you there, but that was just the little hole in the argument I thought of right away is that's a tough one, and I agree with you though that the state should not be wasting money helping people get abortion.
Ryan, thanks for the call. Dan Stanley.
Hey guys, good morning, and I wanted to say on this issue here that the thing about it is this now. I kind of agree with Steve to a degree there, but one thing I've never been able to understand with most people is that the most people that are in favor of abortion being legal are against the death penalty, and then most people that are opposed to abortion are in favor of the death penalty. So if it's an issue of life, then why, you know, why would you be in favor of one but not the other? I mean, the thing I see it is this, is that, you know, and the other issue, too, is that a lot of people that are opposed to abortion, obviously because they say, you know, the life issue and things of that nature, once that child is born, they want to cut all programs such as food stamps. They want to cut all programs such as financial aid and everything else that helps people get a start in this life. I mean, one thing I could say about the Catholic Church, and I'm not Catholic myself, is that at least they have a line of consistent thought here. And thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Brandon, somewhere in North Dakota, you're next for your 2 cents. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, well, I was just calling about the length of life versus quality of life. But if you have a baby that's in the womb, nothing medically wrong or anything like that, it would take seeing the future to know if it's going to have quality of life or not in the United States, because it could be born healthy, have a head trauma when it's 1 year old, and live the rest of its life in quote-unquote a less than desirable condition. And you can't foresee the future on that. There is no way you can see the future on what's going to happen to the baby after it's born. And just because the mom or dad or whoever might have problems and might not be able to provide does not mean that the baby and child isn't going to grow up and be able to become something, be able to become someone, and be very special to someone else.
Especially here.
Valid point. Yep,
especially
valid
here.
Point. Let's move on quickly because we get to our guest, Jim, in South Dakota. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for the call. There's a book out that addresses this. It's called They Fired the First Shot, 2012. And it's concerning the Catholic Church. I'm not Catholic, but other Christians also. And Bishop Dolan, who's now a cardinal, says, we didn't start this fight, but we're not going to run from this fight. And it goes into the health care and all that. And it's pretty interesting. But we have more modern means of testing children today since Roe versus Wade. And we know they can feel pain and everything. Every one of those in the womb is God's child. And now we're starting to abort babies because we want a boy and it's a girl. That's not right.
No, I disagree with that, though.
Even if it's got autism, it is a child of God. We have aborted 55 million children, and God's going to condemn us for that.
Jim, thanks for the call. John Rugby, last one on this topic before our guest. You're on What's On Your Mind. John, are you there? Go ahead, sir.
Hello. Yeah, you know, if everything is a matter of finances, you know, what would Mr. Bakken do if he went out and had a car accident and now he's confined to a nursing home for the rest of his life? I mean, this is a matter of finances. I mean, this guy is not going to do anything. It's cheaper to kill him than it is to keep him alive. I mean, is this where his train of thought is going?
Hey, that would be my decision on my quality of life. You know, it depends on your quality of life. If I'm not going to fault somebody that goes the Dr. Kevorkian route either.
I'm just saying, if John's point is, if somebody gets in an accident, doesn't have the means to take care of themselves, the state's paying for them. So, you know, you could make the same argument there. Hey, government shouldn't be involved, shouldn't be paying. I think that's what he's trying to say there.
I've got a living will that takes care of that issue before. If that issue comes up with me, I've got a living will that deals with that.
Anyway, thanks for all the calls. Appreciate, you know, one conversation about a judge's ruling in Fargo last hour sparked quite a discussion, and that's why we asked the question, what's on your mind, and you let us know. So
we promise we'll come back to this at some point.
Right on. All right. We have a guest.
I apologize. Kristen Hedger, Kildare Mountain Manufacturing. Kristen, thanks for the patience. Thanks for rescheduling with us, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, hey, great to be on with you, Scott and Steve.
Tell us what happened last week in Kildare, North Dakota. Tell us the good news.
Well, the great news is my family, my grandfather, who is the president of Kildare Mountain Manufacturing, worked with many state and local interests to develop some affordable housing units, 24 units in total, in the land that is neighboring Kildare Mountain Manufacturing, our corporate headquarters, if you will, and then also the rodeo arena right there in Kildare. And as you know, Western North Dakota and, you know, the booming oil patch that we have, housing is a real issue, and affordable housing in particular is a challenge. So it was a great advancement for our region.
Kristen, as a business that was established before this boom in the oil patch, what have you seen as a business as far as having employees come in to your company in, say, Killdeer, because you've got multiple sites around North Dakota, in Killdeer and some of the other locations out in the oil patch? What have you run into as far as the housing issues and bringing employees in? Has it been a difficult time? Has it been a struggle being able to pay the wages needed for the housing issues in Western North Dakota?
Yeah, I think housing has been our chief challenge. We're in a bubble, as we all know, in North Dakota, right? Where we've got this booming economy with tons of opportunity, and elsewhere in the country, people are looking for jobs. So while we've had no challenge in the way of, really raising interest all around the country for folks who want to come and work and live in North Dakota and be involved in a thriving aerospace industry, the challenge that they have is, well, where do we live when we get there? And so that's something that my family tried to work to be very proactive to address.
And how does this, just give us a sense from the standpoint of a business stepping up to say, we're going to build an apartment complex here so our employees have a place to stay. Obviously, there's other needs for housing. I mean, do you give priority to the employees? Tell us how this works.
Well, it's largely backed by a very creative state initiative. For the, affordable housing initiative. And what we're able to do, I mean, we can't have preferential treatment, obviously, for our own, but what we've tried to do is raise this as an opportunity for KMM employees, but also to reach out and just address the community need. You know, my grandfather's taking the initiative to found the company, Killdeer Mountain Manufacturing, was really because he saw a need, like Steve said, before the boom, where people in Killdeer, we needed jobs. And so we looked to address, he had a lot of experience in aerospace and knew that labor-intensive sub-assembly work in the electronics side of aviation was something that we could participate and excel in. And so, our drive has really been the heartfelt passion, long family roots in North Dakota, and just the desire to better our community and region. And so this housing initiative is yet one more step.
All right, Kristen, so employees are offered the opportunity, but so are other community members, basically? That's how you handle it?
That's correct. And then there's also, Attorney General Wayne Stengem had a really great idea to help provide housing for law enforcement. So we've got two law enforcement officers who will be housed in this apartment complex, which is also a great need for our region, because as we get more people from all around the country, who may or may not know what opportunities we have in Killdeer and surrounding areas, law enforcement is a real demand, and so this is helping make advancements in that way as well.
With this project and the success of this project, do you see more of these on the horizon with Killdeer Mountain Manufacturing being a part of?
I don't know. I think we're so thankful to have been able to work with Dunn County. Stark County also is very helpful, the Economic Development Authority there. In the state of North Dakota, and then, of course, Flex Loans with the Bank of North Dakota. We're thankful to have gotten this up off the ground, and we'll just have to see what the future holds. But we're just trying to pitch in the best that we can, in any humble way we can, to help our region, because we're booming, and there's a ton of opportunity. But we do have to work with our state and local authorities and others to see what we can do to further advance things.
It's a great story for Killdeer. It really is. And obviously a business that's impacted in a different way by the oil boom and the push for workers and housing and everything else, addressing it with a neat need. And a lot of folks stepped up to the plate on this, partly financed by the Bank of North Dakota's interest buy-down program and Stark Development Corporation, as well as the city of Killdeer, which then means half the units are in what is defined as the affordable rent range, which is, another tough thing to find. If you can't find housing, is it affordable in the middle of that oil boom? So, Kristen, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much, and congrats to you and your family and everybody in Killdeer.
Thanks a lot. You guys have a good one.
You as well. Back with more. Steve's going to tell us who the food winners were from all that tough judging years when we come back.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
When Nesset Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to Nesset Consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty, even though we step out into other basins. This is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for Nesset Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
It is 64 degrees in Bismarck, and for a sunny 77 degree day today. 68 in Fargo this hour. Should be sunny and a high near 76. 63 in Minot right now at the State Fair. And it should be a 72 degree today. Cloudy, then becoming mostly sunny. 59 in Tioga this hour, heading for a high near 72 degrees. Sunny with a high near 79 in Dickinson. Dickinson gets a nice prize with today's temp, looking pretty darn good. 64 degrees already under sunny skies right now. Some temps around the region. And Steve, you on Friday, as we found out live on the air, had the great honor of judging the Food Frenzy contest. And I'm kind of curious how that bacon glazed the cinnamon roll fare.
They took third. the bacon glazed cinnamon rolls were third. The chicken fried steak sandwich over at M&S Concessions took second.
Let's have the drum roll for first prize went to who?
First place, I'm going to give a little pitch for last year's winner. The first annual Food Frenzy, of course, the poutine, which is the fries and gravy with the cheese curds, which I've only had two of those, so I'm doing so good so far. The winner of the Food Frenzy this year, congratulations to the Caramel Turtle Funnel Cake and the Thompson's Root Beer. So, and if you're a fan of funnel cake, the two things I always have to have at the fair, footlong corn dog and a funnel cake. I've got a new favorite funnel cake now. It's the Caramel Turtle Funnel Cake with the chocolate and the caramel and then nuts on it. It's so good. Hey, the best part is, after we had Ag Commissioner Doug Goring on, they're having the food, the cooking contest, all part of the Pride of Dakota. That takes place at 3 o'clock after they cleaned up from the dollar lunch today.
Let me guess, you've been called back into duty.
I get to judge, so I get to eat again.
You're not going to pay for a bit of food there this whole trip. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Our last segment on What's On Your Mind Friday. We're going to go to a call in a moment, but by the way, we did ask our listeners on our Facebook page to name their favorite fair food. Deep-fried cheese curds, deep-fried Milky Way. Have you found one of those?
I draw the line somewhere. Deep-fried candy bars, can't do it.
Pronto Pup says,
what's the difference between a Pronto Pup and a corn dog? Aren't they the same?
I don't know. It's smaller, I think.
It's the foot long or the regular one, but still a corn
dog,
right?
Curtis says, beer, charbroiled or deep-fried, doesn't matter at all.
I have not seen deep-fried beer anywhere.
Tim, Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hey, Scott, I'm calling regard to Menards moving out to Williston. You know, here you have an area that's, being stretched from all different directions, and it's my understanding that the city council out there in Williston gave Menards a big tax incentive to come their way. I guess I don't get that because, like I said, they've got school issues, police issues, fire issues, and then you're giving some corporation to come out there that probably would go out there anyway. Tax incentives to come that way. I don't understand that. So if you would shed a little light on that, I'd sure appreciate it.
Well, part of the tax incentive side of that, though, is to spur economic growth and economic impact for the community. And when you have all these people that you think any of their labor is going to come from Williston, probably not much. When you've got Minot that has to fly in employees so that that store can remain open every week, that's a 10-time worse problem in Williston. You're going to fly in all those employees. The main bulk of that paycheck's not going to even stay in the community.
Well, developers said that the informal surveys of residents in Williston found out the retail was the biggest want, that folks wanted more retail. And so, well, that's evidently one of the reasons they've laid out this sweetheart deal of a combination of $1.4 million in tax increment financing, which would be a break on property taxes, $2.5 million in sales tax revenue breaks, and $1.7 million in economic development funds locally. So,
If I'm Joe's Hardware Store that's been there forever, I'm mad. I'm angry today.
I hear you.
We'll keep digging though. Okay, Tim.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks.
One more quick call, Tom and Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Hi. The caller that was talking about the ethanol. He's 100% right. Yesterday, I went to three different gas stations with my motorcycle. I won't put ethanol in it. Absolutely not. I finally, at the third station, I found premium at $4.29 a gallon. Why should I have to be paying $4.29 a gallon to subsidize the farmers? There's more carbon that comes out through the process of making the ethanol. And the last thing is, it's costing us a fortune in our food. Go to the grocery store, corns and everything, chicken, pork, beef, the corn itself, whatever. So it's a joke. It shouldn't be subsidized, and we shouldn't be forced to use it.
Tom, thanks for the phone call. Scott, going back to your, you like the choices side of that, the downside of that is having all those choices of the different kinds of fuels increases the price of fuels because all those bouquet products that are out there raises the price of production.
Well, there's blender pumps now that they're using, which was the choice I was talking about, where it's actually blended right there. I think the boutique fuels, I agree with you. That's especially where different regions of the country require different fuels, and so you have the refineries that have to make all these different ones, and then that adds to the cost, plus the disruption of supply when one of those refineries goes down. So that part I don't like. But what I'm talking about is being able to decide at the pump, do I want E20, do I want E30, right, and then have it blended right there.
Well, and quickly, the other side of the ethanol with the food side of things, it's a different corn. It's a different product that's pulled out. So that really isn't a valid argument for food prices.
Well, some say it boosts the price of corn, though, because there's more demand for the corn. But it's a good topic. We'll tackle it on another
more
program.
Tomorrow.
Appreciate the call. Absolutely. See you, folks.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.